go. Where's the imprint? Oh, there it is.
These things too. Okay. And do you have a social security number?
Yes.
Okay. Maybe can you put that there?
I could remember. Kevin used it for a while.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Thank you very much. Okay. I'm just going to ask you some questions, and if you know, if this gets so that it's taking too long, we can stop, do some other things, and come back to it. But we'll try to get through it pretty quickly. Am I saying her name right, Johanna? Or do you say the H or
Joanna,
the...
Joanna, we don't
Joanna?
Say
it's a pretty name. I like it a lot. Was Joanna a full-term baby?
Yeah, yeah.
And so no complications or anything like that? How old was she when she first crawled?
I think she didn't crawl for a long time. I think she must have about maybe 7 or 8 months.
Okay. And how about walked?
She was 10 months.
And toilet trained?
She was about maybe 2 and a half.
Okay.
Yeah, I had these two babies so close in 10 months apart.
Oh.
So it took me a lot longer to train.
Right, yeah, you must have had, things must have been pretty hectic for a while.
Even now.
Yeah, I bet, when they both get really excited. Yeah. Has she had any major medical problems?
No.
That's good. And do you remember some of her first words?
Might have been a water bottle.
Right. When did she start using these words? What kinds of things does she like to play with?
Dolls.
And who does she play that with?
By herself. She doesn't have many friends.
So yeah, no, it's fun. And that's at home?
At home.
And what else does she like to play with?
She loves reading. She pretends she's reading. Following. She loves to play.
Okay.
She loves.
And when she reads, does, if she does it with anyone, who does she do it with?
With her brother. She spent her time today.
And where is that?
At home.
And coloring?
Most of the things she does is at home.
Okay. And does she color with anyone, or does she read alone as well as with her brother?
Alone, too.
And what about coloring? Who does she do that with?
They both come. She comes with me. So the thing is that he puts on her very often, and they end up, you know, with a fight.
My brother's picked on me.
I guess it's only normal.
And what about blocks? Does she do that alone and with someone?
She plays by herself, you know, most of the time. She tries to play with Mikey, but then, you know, this is from the education.
They'll be great friends once they get into their... Someday they will, I guess. I think very probably. My brother beat up on me. He used to always scare me. Okay, let's see. Here's some more toys. What about puzzles? Does she play with puzzles?
She has a few puzzles, but she doesn't seem to...
So if she's... I have... if she likes them a lot, a little, or not at all?
A little, I would say.
And does she, and also, who does she play puzzles with if she doesn't?
By herself, not with Mikey. It's self-interested lady thing. This is from both, very strongly inside. And she's more, you know, quite so big in the bottom.
What about building toys? A lot, a little, or not at all? Like Legos or blocks? We already talked about blocks.
She doesn't like to play with them. Not really.
Okay. Crayons and paints for drawing. She likes those a lot. Outdoor toys, like bikes, skates, or balls?
She likes to play with the bike.
A lot, a little, or?
A lot with the bike. With the kites too. Balls. Things that we don't get to go out of it. I mean, we don't take the toys with us.
Right.
So we just spend the time.
Outside. Yeah, it's be lucky you were pretty close. Yeah. And so when she does bikes, balls, kites, is that with somebody or?
With the brother. Sometimes with some of the girls that work with her. Neighbors. Plays with them too. She associates easily with other kids. She doesn't seem to want to play.
Oh, that's great.
I'm really glad.
Yeah, that's a nice thing to do. Let's see, we talked about books. She likes books a lot. Playhouse equipment, like dolls. Yeah, we talked about dolls. Stuffed animals.
Oh, yeah, she likes them.
Pens or pencils for writing?
She likes pencils. And anything that she can use to write with.
A lot, a little.
A lot. Yeah.
And when she plays with those, is she with anyone?
With her brother most of the time. He hasn't been able to go to school, so he's spends most of the time with us.
Action toys like G.I. Joe's, toy cars or trucks?
I don't think she likes them. It's amazing. I was seeing, you know, how
Her brother from her, they compare different stories completely. And they have different personalities too, probably. Yeah, very much. What about musical instruments, records, or tapes?
She does like, she has a little tape recorder.
So she likes them a lot, or a little?
Somewhere
in between.
In between.
And she does that with someone, or alone?
With her brother.
Anything else, any other toys that we haven't talked about?
I have a lot of toys for her. She really spends time with me, you know, seeing what I do, cooking and things like that. And those are so attached to me. She
always has company.
Sometimes it gets too much.
Yeah.
I wish they went to school.
You'd like to go be alone.
Yeah, some time for myself.
Yeah, I bet. If you had a half an hour and wanted to do something special with your child, what would you choose to do?
I would take it to the park, I guess, if it's nice.
Like today, it's beautiful. We should almost do this outside.
Yes. And I'm hoping that she rides her bike, you know, that she learns, gets experience, so I can take mine and work with us. Can work with us and ride it.
So she's learning how to ride her bike?
Yeah. She's doing very well. Has a training wheel. So.
Oh, that's good. She's pretty small still, so.
Yes.
That's pretty good. I don't think I learned that fast. How active do you think your child is in comparison to other children her age? In other words, is she happier running around, exploring, than sitting quietly?
Like, she's around many, many kids, like, you know, church meeting or something like that, she's quiet.
So would you say that in comparison to other children, she's her if she's average, above average, or below average in terms of how active she is.
Average, maybe.
Do you think that's good?
I think so. Because her brother is hyperactive and he's like 5 in 1.
So you think that's good because...
I think she's, you know, flexible. She can adjust to whatever the circumstances and the other. All kinds of kids. She associates with them, makes friends with them, like that. And she can be quiet too, you know, she can. I do like him, by the way. She, sometimes I don't even feel that I have a baby. She's so nice. That's kind of like her.
Yeah, that sounds nice for me. See, now people like you would make me want to have children sooner. See, nice, quiet children like that.
Well, I mean, she can always be quiet. Then if she would sit down, you know, for a long time and be quiet, I would worry. I would think that she's, you know, sick.
So she's quiet, but she's not too quiet.
No, she's just quiet to me, I would say.
How independent do you think she is in comparison to other children her age? In other words, does she do things for herself without a lot of help from you?
She does.
Would you say, is she independent, average, in comparison to other children, is she average, above average, or below average for independence?
She's very independent, I would say, more than other kids. She tries to brush her teeth. You know, they all can serve herself. She tries to put her clothes on, you know, most of the things she likes to do it herself. Have to supervise.
Yeah. Yeah, make sure it goes right. Do you think that's good? She's independent?
I think it's good. Because that's the idea, you know, to see your children grow up and be independent and be able to take care of themselves. That's the whole thing. Not her brother, he's so attached to me. He does things just to get my attention. That's a sign of maturity, I would say. Yeah. She even likes to go to school, she doesn't get upset. When she goes to school, she's so glad. When she got to go, remember, I told her, I mentioned to you that she went to the YMCA.
Right.
Oh, she was so happy, she wouldn't even miss me. She wouldn't say anything.
Yeah.
She didn't cry the first day. Nothing.
I'm trying to see if the... Put down. Oh, that's right. So she went to the YMCA school just a couple of times. So.
Yeah, that was maybe for about a month and a half. That's just been
there. How well do you think she expresses herself in comparison with other children her age? In other words, is she able to answer your questions and tell you what she needs?
She does.
Average, above average, below average, compared to other children her age.
Average. I can't compare her with many other children because she hasn't been with many kids.
Yeah, but you saw your son and then you see other children probably at the store and things like that. So you probably have a pretty good idea. Do you think that's good?
It is.
And why is
that?
I think
she needs to talk and express how she feels. I can't compare her with you know, her brother. He had a speech delay and he started to talk lately. He used to have a lot of tantrums and cried a lot. I didn't know what he wanted until both of them started to talk. And she talks even better. I don't know if that has to do with her being a girl, but I've heard that.
Yeah, sometimes, yeah.
Girls do better or learn, you know, faster than boys. I've seen it in many things.
Yeah, I think you're right. Okay, now some questions. Well, this is, I'll have to change the wording here. It's just questions about your child care arrangement, which is, so she's not in daycare. Let's look faster. Do you have any informal daycare arrangements, like a babysitter or playgroup or anything?
No, trying to find a babysitter.
I bet you did.
Sometimes I feel like, oh, what am I going to do? You know, I have so many appointments and things, and no one, you know, to...
So you always just take her around with you?
Yes. Usually when my son, like right now, he's at school, I go and shopping and try to pick my appointments. And she she's always with me.
Well, she's well behaved, so it's not so bad. But
she is, but she gets tired.
Yeah, she needs to take a nap.
Yes.
So you,
she
you
doesn't. She doesn't take a nap.
Oh, okay. She just needs to go rest, sit at home rather than run around.
But there's some places you can take her, you know, offices and places like that. I have to ask the neighbors.
So your neighbors sometimes do it?
One, two, I don't have that many. It's not easy to find the way you see.
How are your neighbors? Do you like? Do you like them? Or do you not really know them at all?
I don't know them that well.
Besides these guys.
She, when I recently moved here, we used to get along very well, but then, you know, a lot of problems came up, and now we don't communicate much.
That's terrible.
It is awful. I was so glad when I moved in, and, you know.
Everything was nice at first?
I felt that we could, you know, I could count on her, she could count on me,
yeah,
to really
see
help each other.
Yeah.
It's very important. But,
that
you just have to keep searching and ask people.
Yeah, I had a neighbor like that once, too. That things just got very strange, you know. These things happen, but I had other neighbors, fortunately. So there's other people on the street that you once or twice have left it with?
Some neighbors who moved recently, about 6 months ago. I've been, you know, trying to make friends with them. Not only, you know, for the sake of being friends, to help each other. And,
yeah, because you know, other people need that, too.
I guess we do need each other. We depend on each other.
Just the way people are.
Especially if you have kids.
Yeah. Oh, especially. Yeah, most people have kids. So. I don't know how old people on the block here are. But.
Well, some neighbors across the street, they seem very nice.
They don't have children?
No. They're older. And I don't feel too close, like, you know, to visit them often.
Don't have that much in common.
They see, no.
Yeah.
We don't. But it's, you know, it's good to know that they're very nice people.
At least they,
you know, say hi and ask how you're doing.
Yeah.
Some people don't even care to say that.
That's, yeah, it's kind of strange. Okay, so these are all that she's in. Daycare. Okay, now I have some questions about you and your family. Who else lives here besides you and Johanna, your son, Michael? How old is he again?
Five.
Brother. And you, Johanna, anyone else? Okay, no? Does Michael go to school now?
Yes, he is from PCT. Only 2 hours. But I guess it's better than nothing.
Yeah, does he like it?
He likes it a lot. He's very happy.
Who else is a frequent visitor to your home or is someone that Johanna visits often?
Not that many people.
I mean, any, if you have any family or relatives or friends in the Boston area that you...
Well, I have this friend, she has a son that is 6 years old.
Do you visit each other?
Not very often, but she does.
So this is just anybody that Johanna has a relationship with, kind of anybody that she knows, just...
Some of the people from the church.
Okay, so... this child that is your friend's 6 year that he's six years old. And if they were to come over, you were to go to their place, what kinds of things would Johanna do with while you were there?
They would play with the toys and watch TV and run around. I think Johanna would rather play with the girls, and sometimes she feels like, he says, you know, boys play with boys and make Johanna feel uncomfortable. So she would rather play, you know, with girls. She does play with me, but there are many girls that she knows.
So she does know people at the park?
Yes.
So is there any in particular, like, couple of them that she knows more than others?
Her name is Diana.
And how old is she?
She's 5. She's older than my. But she knows her very well, and they do play together. And Lesiana has another friend or girl that she doesn't feel like sharing with Joanna, but they do play often.
So, they play at the park together. And anybody else, even adults or children that she plays with or visits?
When we go to
church. So she knows some children there?
She does like to play with them sometimes. And we used to go to Sunday.
And how old are those children?
They're like different ages, 6, 5, even 2 years old. We used to play with my dad and my mother. We have that mother kids.
And when they play together at church then?
Yes.
They have toys or something?
Yes. But then we decided not to go late because one day she had a nice party place and they laughed at her. And she got this trauma, she doesn't want to wear a dress and she doesn't want to go back to church. So
really?
I've been working on that, you know, trying to...
Oh, that's why you haven't got that?
Not only that, you know, the things, other problems, but...
Wow.
But I'm...
I bet she looks great. She probably had a nice dress on.
Well, I guess this case, that wasn't, you know, the appropriate clothes to that place. I don't know what happened, but they laughed at her and she got pretty much hurt.
Oh.
I have to work on that somehow. How to convince her to use the dress.
Or go back and have a nice time this next time. In an emergency, who would you call to help you out with Joanna?
It's my mother. Her name is Nelly Morales.
Okay, so it's Tuesday today. I just want to get an idea of, this is again what I said where, you know, if we just get an idea of a typical, not typical day, but like what Joanna did on a certain day. So what I'm going to do is ask you about yesterday and just give you certain times and you could tell me what she did between those times. You know, just the kinds of activities that she was doing. So from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m., like what time did she get up? Up yesterday, she got up at 7:30.
Yes.
And then what'd she do?
She had a breakfast.
And this is with just you and she, or with her brother? Right. Okay, so yesterday she had breakfast, and then what did she do?
Then they usually, you know, they play around while I do the dishes and clean the kitchen. Then they have to wash their teeth, face and all that, get dressed. If they don't do it before they pass.
Okay, so brush teeth, wash. Okay. And,
you said from 7 till 9?
Yeah,
that's what they
did. Okay, and yesterday, between 7 and 9, did you watch television?
A.M.?
Yeah.
Yes.
What did you watch?
Well, they watch Sesame Street. I'm very careful with that, and I don't want them to watch other programs besides Channel 2.
So they only watched Channel 2 yesterday?
Mostly.
Okay. Okay, now from 9 a.m. to noon yesterday, what did she do?
At 9 they watched a program called The Little House on the Prairie. And that lasts about an hour. So I try to sit with them, otherwise they don't stay still.
Oh, so you sit with them while they watch that?
Yes, because I like that film. It's kind of family oriented. And at 11.
So that goes from 9 to 10?
Yes.
That went from 9 to 10 yesterday?
Yes.
Okay, and then at 10 o'clock after that, what did they do?
They usually play, you know, until Mike is full of times to pick him up.
So at 10 o'clock yesterday she played with Mike?
Yes.
And he left at 11 yesterday?
Yes, around 11:15, 11:30. Then what we do, she's, you know, she's chasing me almost everywhere because she misses Mikey. Even though he plays all rough, she misses him.
Yeah.
Well, I'm
so cooking. Yesterday after he left, what did you do?
So she's, you know, following me everywhere I go because I'm cleaning, doing, you know, trying to make lunch and doing things in the house. She followed me around, or we went down the basement to do the laundry, things like that. So she's most of the time with me, talking
so
to me, asking things, talking with me.
Any television at that time yesterday?
No.
Okay, now at noon yesterday until 3. Okay, and that's with just you then?
Yes, I think she wants to do for a little while.
What did she watch?
She seems to.
At what time is that on? Was that on yesterday?
At noon. It's on the
time. It's on at noon? I can't remember all the times it's on.
It's
did you watch it together?
Mr. Rogers. I don't have much time to watch TV, so you know, I keep him so busy and trying to keep the house clean and cooking and all that. Only around 9 when I watch The Little House on the Prairie and late in the evening before they go to bed.
Okay, so she watched Sesame Street by herself. She watched it while she's eating?
No, after that. She tries to do that, you know, by developing this habit to bring food into the house. And then have time with that. They have to learn to
do it. Okay, so then she watched Sesame Street and Mr. Rogers?
Yeah.
And that was, that took her till what, 1 o'clock?
And I think she called me for a little while. Cooking, I try to cook at this time before Mikey comes back. It's
otherwise,
when he's back, I don't have any chance to do anything. He's so active that I can do anything, you know, without having this hanging around me.
So she colored until from 1 until when?
Just for a little while, I think.
And then what about after that?
I don't remember exactly what I did. I think I was getting ready, getting my things, and waiting for my kid to come back. So I had to go get an appointment to house me there.
So, what time did he come back?
2:30, around 2:30.
So, so she sort of colored or played sometime between 1 and 2:30?
She's most of the time around me, talking and asking questions and trying to help me cooking and things like that. I don't think she's any help.
That's true. Okay, and then he gets home at 2:30. He got home yesterday at 2:30, and what happened then?
Well, by that time, they do eat. Mikey eats. As soon as he gets home. As soon as he gets to school at noon. But he eats so much, you know, he has such a good appetite, he can wait. He gets home around that time, they eat if I get a very good.
So they eat a snack, they ate a snack yesterday at 2:30?
Yes. And then we left.
And what time did you leave?
Maybe around 3:30.
Okay. The time to do, so that while you were there, with, they just come with you and wait in the waiting room or something?
Yes, I did crayons and pens were with me, and books, so they didn't sit down, they don't just place to eliminate you, but I bring toys of things to make it turn.
And,
we went,
and so you, what time did you get down at the clinic?
Maybe around 4:30, 4. I don't remember exactly.
Yeah.
So I didn't have a time, specific time.
I don't have a watch, so I never know exactly what time
I don't
it is
use
either.
A watch.
I usually look up onto buildings for it. So you left there, say, around 4 o'clock, and then what did you do?
We went for an ice cream cone.
I think I just put some onto the floor, sorry.
Oh, that's okay, it's not very good. I don't know what I'm doing, honey. They're quiet.
Get to
check from them.
Thank you very much.
They're playing with something, medicine or something.
Yeah, doing something they're not supposed to be doing.
Yes.
So you went for an ice cream cone. Okay.
And
went to
a little playground. In your hair? Yes, a few blocks increased, but they didn't get to go much, but I had to be stopped over there to rest. Because we walk a lot.
Yeah.
Sometimes I feel like I make them walk a lot, but they do need the exercise. And it's good to get out of the house.
Makes them tired.
Yes.
So what time, then after you went to the playground, you came home?
Yes.
And then, what time was that?
6. Back here.
Okay, so between 3 and 6. Oops, they weren't really home to watch, they didn't watch their television then.
No.
And then, at 6 o'clock, until they went to bed yesterday with you.
There was a little neighbor that came to visit them, so I played with her.
And how old's the neighbor?
She is so older. She's like 9, I think. She loves to come sometimes and talk to me and play with her. And that helps a lot. They like it.
What did they play with her? What did they play yesterday with her?
With the blocks, the toys they have. Mainly they run around. They like to play like that, you know, running around. House. Since she's older, she doesn't sit down and play with them. The toys they use, adding toys for her age, I guess. So
yeah.
They don't do that very often. She would rather to take them out and ride their bikes and play with the roller skates and all that.
Did they go outside most
of the time? I don't let them go out by themselves, not even with them. I don't know, I don't trust them. I don't know what they're doing. I'm afraid that they may go to somebody else's house and cause problems. They might want to stay for so many hours and not tell me, not listen to me. If I tell them, come back, they don't listen to me. So I try to have, you know, try to control them now that they're young, if you want to call it like that.
Well, sort of, you know, right. Make sure everything goes okay. So that was at 6 that she came over, and how long did she stay?
Until,
do you remember the time she left?
7:30.
So then,
she stayed for supper.
Okay, so what time was supper?
Around 7, I think. So she left at 7:30. She was hoping that I let her, Joanna, go out and Mikey to go out and play with her. But I told her it's too late. And I don't want them to get used to spend many hours, you know, out on the street.
Yeah. So 7 o'clock supper. And then what they do after supper? So that was the other
going to watch TV for a little while, I think.
What do they watch on TV?
Well, they usually watch on Western, but they don't, it's not on anymore, they changed the...
Oh, what was that? What did they watch last night?
The Three's Company, I think, for a little while.
And,
But they wouldn't stay still, they were so tired.
That was at 7:30?
I'm not sure exactly what time, but I know it comes on
something
around
like
that time.
Yeah. And then, what did they do after that?
Then I was going to give him a bath, but a lot of them had a runny nose, so I didn't. They just washed their teeth and their face and put on their pajamas.
And what time did they go to bed?
Around 8:30, I think, and 8:30.
And so?
They were very tired, but they fell asleep.
But, so 8:30 was bedtime, and did they do anything else after they
talk to each other. It's funny, but they spend, before they fall asleep, they talk and argue, and sometimes even quarrel before they fall asleep.
So they spend a long time together. That's
how it's strange, but this is a time when they talk, you know, mostly to each other. They seem to get a conversation.
Somehow.
At the end of the day, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So I want to do that for last Sunday as well, just because it's a weekend and it's usually different than the week.
Last Sunday, I don't think I remember.
So 2 days ago, the day before yesterday.
We didn't do much.
We'll try. See what you can remember from the morning when they got up, like between 7 and 9.
I guess I took a bath. I took breakfast.
Do you remember what time they got up?
I think that was around 8. It's the day before we had something to do and then went to bed later, so they always left or woke up later than usual. What else? They were watching TV on Sunday. They had these channels, you know, that have problems for kids. And
do you know what they watched between 7 and 9?
I think it was the Gummy Bears.
What?
Gummy Bears. I don't remember exactly because I was cleaning the house. But I know they were watching some kids' programs. When is it that Elf comes on? Do you know Saturday or Sunday?
No, it's...
I think it's on Saturday.
Yeah, I think so, but I don't know for sure.
Well, they were watching some kids' program, like Gummy Bears or some kind of program like that, while I was cleaning the house.
So they watched television after breakfast?
They did. They don't watch TV, you know, a lot. And especially they're by themselves. I have to sit down and supervise and see what they watch.
Yeah. So at 9, or say after this show that they watched until noon,
They play, they run around, they make a mess all over the house. I'm cleaning up and they're making messes after me, so it's endless.
And so that was
till noon that they had lunch. Then we went to the park, I think.
We went to the park after lunch?
Yes. Actually, it takes me a long time to get ready, you know, finding what I want to take, the toys and the things. Getting ready, we left around maybe 1:30 or 2, we went to the park and spent almost half a day at the park.
So they, and she played with the friends at the park as well?
Yes.
And, do you remember what time you got home or what you did after the park?
We got home around 7, I think. And then they watched this Spanish program.
What? The program is that?
Well, that's a program that...
Is it on at 7?
Yes. Well, we had the cable. And I did it because of the Spanish. I want them to learn Spanish. They can, although they don't speak English.
Are they learning then? Okay, so they watch, is it the children's program?
Well, this is about, you know, artists and singers and even kids who sing and dance and all kinds of different things, you know.
What is it called?
In Spanish.
Well, you can tell me in Spanish.
Sábado, which means Saturday.
Sábado is on
gigante,
Saturday.
Gigante, or Saturday. Giant. Sábado gigante, we call it. It's about, you know, all kinds of topics, different things about even our culture and the different nationalities and people from the different Spanish-speaking countries. It's very interesting. And I want them to watch it to see other kids, you know, acting on TV and singing and even learning about our cultures. So they did watch it for a little while. They don't like it much. I have a feeling they don't understand, but they see me watching it. So.
That's on at 7 o'clock?
Yes. It's on from 7 till 10, I think. But they didn't watch it.
So they just, what did they do? They watched?
It's for a little while, maybe half an hour. They don't stand still for those kind of programs.
Yeah. And then what?
They got ready to go out of bed, they go to bed. I do too, they keep me so busy that by the time they go to bed, I'm so exhausted that I go to bed too.
And so they went to bed at what time was that?
What was it? Maybe 8:30? About 8:30, you know?
So the only other television they watched was some of the Gigante and Gendish? Did they watch anything else that we didn't get them?
No. They don't, in Sunday, they don't have many good programs for children.
No.
As a matter of fact, Sunday is the day I hate the most. I don't know what to do. And it's hard, you know, without a car, no.
Yeah,
no,
well,
relatives,
it's good when the
no
weather's
friends.
Good.
Yes, but they get sick and tired of going to the same parks. Why even thinking of taking them to the beach or
go on all day
places, out? Yes, like Jamaica
Park. The weather's just been so great.
It's been wonderful, luckily.
Yeah. So.
So Sunday is a long. Feels like it's the longest day for us. We don't have much to do. That's going to church. To go back.
Okay, that's great. What is the main source of your family's income?
I have to see.
And so that's all.
Section 8. I wouldn't make it without it. Section 8 and I have to see.
Oh, Section 8 for the housing.
To pay the rent. See, AFC doesn't cover not even. Half of your expenses.
So that between AFTC and Section 8, that's all of your income?
And GIA, general relief, which I get for myself.
All right, AFTC is for the kids.
Yes.
Okay, and is your total family income under $10,000 this year? Between 10,015, between 15 and 20, between 20 and 25,000, or over 25,000.
I don't know, I get $306.45 every 2 weeks. How much is that?
I'll figure that out.
It's not a month. Times 12, it's not much.
Right.
Plus, I don't know what Section 8 pays terms as an income. I guess it does.
306.45 is from AFDC and GR together?
Yes.
And then the Section 8 goes directly to your landlord?
Right.
Would it be difficult or easy for you to get $100 right away in an emergency?
I try to keep, you know, a little savings in case of an emergency.
So would you say it'd be easy or difficult? If you had
not very difficult. In my situation, I have to have some savings in case of an emergency. I don't know if I have to run back to California tomorrow or tonight.
Are you from California?
Yes.
Oh, so am I.
You are?
Yeah.
What part of California? What coincidence?
Well, I lived in San Diego for a while. Okay. And then I went to San Francisco.
I came from LA, and Joanne and Mikey were born in California.
Where in Los Angeles?
Downtown LA.
Oh, that's cool. So do you miss that? Is that where you moved from a year ago?
Pardon me?
You moved from there a year ago?
3 years ago.
Oh, you came to Boston.
They were babies. Mikey was 10 months, Joanne was 9 months.
Boy, you said your hands were.
I was holding one baby on each arm when I took the plane. I do miss the weather a lot. I can't wait to go back.
Are you going to go back sometime?
Hopefully. When they get a little bit older.
You go back for good, you mean, or visit?
For good. I don't like this. I hate the weather. I'm sick most of the time.
I
just can't stand it.
So you spent your whole life in Los Angeles?
Not my whole life.
But
since I was 15, around 88 of my years.
But you probably spent your whole life in decent weather. I think this is hard to get used to here. The summers are nicer than what we would get in San Francisco.
They're not very long though, just a few months.
Yeah.
A couple of months.
Yeah, it's nothing like LA, that's for sure.
It's the weather. I do miss it. And my family.
So your family's all over there?
Yes, huge family.
Yeah, that'd be good to go back probably.
They need to be around family again.
So you're just going to go back as soon as you can, basically.
I don't know how soon that can be. Maybe, yeah. Maybe 2 years, maybe 5 years.
Sounds like you're looking forward to it.
I do. I am. Sometimes you don't have any other choice.
Right.
So
okay.
You have to take it one day at a time, I guess.
Sure. Here are some places that might be available to you to visit with Johanna. Tell me if you've been to any of them, how you got there, and how often you visit these places. A public park or a public playground or a park, which you told me. Yeah, well, sure, they'll get more energy. So, any other museums?
No.
The zoo? Theater, puppet shows, or anything like that? The library?
Should take them to the library. They have a show, like these special movies for kids. Every Friday night to take a video of them.
So, how often do you go to the library?
Every other week, maybe, or every Friday. Unless I have an appointment or something. So.
Movies?
I don't even know where the theaters are. Are there any in Massachusetts?
They're not very good. I don't know. California may have things wrong with it, but some of the places, they were nicer, the older theaters you could go see movies. Now you go and there's this little television screen up there. So,
not with kids. You can go to any places.
Yeah.
With children.
Yeah. Church or Sunday school, we talked about that.
Yeah.
So about how often are you going?
Every Sunday. Lately, we haven't been to church for maybe 2 or 3 months, but I do want them to bring me take the Bible memory practicing, but
so you
try to take another Sunday.
Yeah. And how do you get to the church?
Some people do not give me guys because they can get me back. People can touch.
Or else they can get their own bus.
I don't like it.
Yeah.
They know my situation, so they if they can, they keep it
going. And when you go to the library, how do you get there?
We walk. The library is only a few blocks away. And you can walk a lot.
Okay, now I'm going to ask you some more questions about the kinds of things that Johanna knows how to do. Does she know how to use a pen, pencil, or crayon?
She does.
Does she like to pretend to write?
She does. Anything she sees, she might even splash or something. She asks me, what letter is that? What number is that? I have to explain, that's not a letter nor a number.
That's interesting.
She learns a lot from the problem.
What does she write?
She says that she's writing the name or number. She's my number 4 because she's 4.
So she does, she
pretends that she's writing that.
Okay, what else does she write? So she writes it, but she pretends to write it, but it's not the real thing.
No, she pretends. Oh, she asks me which letter does my name begin with, so I tell her letter K, and I write her name down so she'll get familiar with her name. I guess it's early, or I need a lot of patience to sit down and teach her. I know she would learn to write it.
Well, she obviously knows what letters are for, then, or for people's names.
She hears that from her brother. Yeah. She's learning that from school.
So does she make any other things that you can recognize?
No.
So she makes other kinds of marks?
She let us to sit down and to think of the reading or color more than writing.
Let's see. So she doesn't write any letters of the alphabet.
Drawing. She likes to draw houses and dolls and cats and dogs, things like that.
So she does draw
she
that.
She tries.
Can she recognize and name any letters of the alphabet?
I don't think so. Maybe J.
That's the first one, yeah.
Recognize that.
How high can she count?
Now she can count in English and French up to 4 or 5. Then she knows all the numbers. She gets them all mixed up and she pretends when she tries to count up to 10.
So in both English and French. Do you speak Spanish to them very often?
I've been trying lately, because I'm kind of worried that they didn't pick it up when they were younger. But it's hard, you know, without anyone to speak in
keep
Spanish,
it up with,
they don't hear
so
that.
So sometimes you just speak to them and see what they do?
Yes, but they don't know what to answer, so I have to tell them, you know, what the answer is, and it's hard for me.
Yeah.
So I find
it
easy.
You get tired, I bet.
Even my mind. So I find it easier not to talk to them in English, even though I don't speak much, but I do get to practice my English words.
You don't need to practice.
I do.
Does Johanna ever pretend to read a book when she's playing along?
She does. She loves to pretend to read the Three Little Pigs and the Wolf and the, what else? Oh, Cinderella. No wife. The Bible, she does pretend that she's reading. She's been memorizing a few verses.
All right, that's my next question about that. Does she ever pretend to read to you or anyone else?
Yes. That's my son's school.
Okay.
Excuse me. They don't wait. They don't
yeah, you better go down. Thank you. What you got?
This plant is growing.
What kind of plant?
That plant's me.
Oh, is it growing fast?
Yeah.
Wow. Did you put water in it? That's nice. Maybe you could get your own one. Oh, that's pretty. What time is it? This is Mikey. Hi, Mikey. That was cool. Did you make a picture? Let me see it. That's very nice.
What is it? A house? With chairs and everything,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, you've got...
What is it then, Michael? It's like a chair.
Oh. It's nice colors.
Very nice.
Yeah. Put that up in your wall.
We do that.
Yeah.
In that room. But I can leave them off.
You get to save those.
Yes, I have so many that I don't know what to do with them.
You put them in a book. Well, let's try to finish these off and then get to the rest of the stuff. Let's see. So when Joanna reads to someone, who does she read to? You? Or?
To me. To Mikey sometimes, but he doesn't stay there.
As she mentioned, memorized the words to any books. You were just about to tell me that.
Yeah.
Which books were those?
She was memorizing Bible verses. Not that many, but she learns a lot from Mikey.
What other books, words to books that has she memorized?
Well, not that many actually. I tried, you know, but it's hard. It takes a lot of effort from you know, mom. She memorized like one or two verses from the Old Testament and then two from the New. She probably forgot because so I didn't continue.
Keep practicing.
Yes, asking them and practicing with them.
Can she read any labels or signs?
No, I don't think so.
Like McDonald's or...
Oh yes, they recognize it. Without knowing that they're reading, they recognize the colors, you know, yellow.
Yeah, that's what I meant, yeah. Which ones can she read or recognize?
School bus?
Thomas,
I know they would recognize if she would try to win.
Okay.
I don't know what else she'd be able to recognize. They learn a lot from Sesame Street. What happened?
He's got something pinned on him.
He's arguing over the ball.
Do you read books with her?
Not very often.
Sometimes?
Yes.
And what kind of books do you read?
Lots of books like Cinderella. Books like Elf.
Does she have a favorite book?
She does.
Do you know what it is?
She likes it for little pigs. There is one about the house. It's called The House That Had Enough because this girl didn't clean and didn't...
I don't know if I ever read it,
but she liked that one. Another little one that is bedtime. She liked that one. She asked me to read it over and over.
So these are like her three favorite books.
Yeah.
When do you read books together?
Oh, not very often. Sometimes, like, if, you know, we have plenty of time, I don't have appointments or things like that.
So during the
it's
day?
Nice and quiet and people, we would sit down.
But not a bedtime?
It's not a habit, not that I have a time that I sit down with them. Something I'd rather do, you know, spontaneously without planning, because I don't have the patience to sit down with them, you know, for a long time. I had the idea of Vedanta and Vedanta and it's in my mind.
Where do you get the books? The library, supermarket, bookstore?
I buy them by mail, and also those magazines. The ones I've gotten, a lot of them have been given, you know, by friends on their birthdays.
About how many children's books do you own? Less than 10, between 10 and 25?
More than 10.
Between 10 and 25 or more than 25?
Less than 25.
Do you and Joanna read anything else together, like funnies in the newspaper?
No.
Toy catalogs?
Yes, sometimes.
Children's magazines?
No, seldom read it.
Newspapers?
No.
Cereal packages?
That we do.
Anything else that you read together?
Both McDonald's boxes that have been years ahead. Little stones and, you know, problems with the city and things like that.
Does anyone else, does Mike read books with Joanna?
Not very often. I'm afraid he's just one little stuff. As nice as we were before.
Oh,
nice
don't worry about it.
You guys want to play that one?
Really, they're very quiet.
Well,
they have a lot of energy. They
sure do.
Now
we have to take this away. Mikey, you want to play in that room?
We'll play with these toys in a minute, Joanna.
Oh wow, she has toys.
Toys.
Hear that?
For you to play with.
There was a social worker that used to come for Mikey on a weekly basis. And she brought a bag with toys. And they were always looking forward to her, you know.
Coming back.
They jumped on the toys. And that was the only thing they were looking for, the toys. Couldn't wait for Beth to come home.
I bet. New toys are the best thing.
Different toys, not the same ones.
Oh, wow, that's better than us. Who knows?
Mikey? Excuse me. I'm sorry, I just want to take this away from him. Didn't I tell
you? Oh, don't worry.
Why I tried to set up my appointment.
I know. No, that's fine. No, I understand.
He's very active.
Yeah, if he thinks things are getting too hectic, then, you know, I can come back. So, we'll just finish this and see how it's going.
He's tired.
Yeah, I'm sure. School's tired. He has a note on his back. Can you see it?
Yeah.
Oh, he's trying to take it off then.
Oh, let me see it, honey. Let me just take it off. I'll take it off, Mikey. You can.
So Joanna watches Sesame Street, and how often?
Every day. Mr. Voyage, she watches that too.
Did you say you watch Sesame Street with her?
I do, sometimes.
Sometimes? Or not every day?
Not every day, but I try to sit down with them and see what they watch and learn.
What do you think she learns from Sesame Street?
Oh, they learn all kinds of things, like colors, numbers, how to associate with other kids. Even about family, you know, family relations, people who get married and all that. They learn many things. Even Spanish, because I sometimes talk in Spanish. You work. Are you okay, Mikey? What happened? We'll take it to the bathroom.
Okay, finally, a few questions about Joanna's future. Do you think she'll be ready to go to kindergarten in 2 years? This is kind of a
in 2 years.
So she's four now, so
she's
maybe less
to
than
that.
She'll be ready to go.
Yes.
And why do you think she'll be ready to go?
Because she hasn't had any behavior problems. She can adjust, you know, work fully and likes to be around other kids and doing things. I don't think she needs to go. Besides, it's not regular school, it's only K-1. It's, you know, like playing books. It's nothing very formal.
K-1?
Yeah.
Where will she go to kindergarten?
School level 2 blocks.
Mommy, look at
it! Ringwood.
What's it called?
Ringwood.
Mommy, look at that! There's an animal.
Or to the YMCA. If they have a 5 or 6 hours program, if they, which I doubt, but she's in Ringwood, so I to Ringwood.
And do you have any choices about where she could go? You can choose where she'll go.
Not in my situation, I don't have a car.
So, sort of, because you don't have a car, you don't, because of not having a car, you don't have as many choices.
Yes, I could have tried, you know, to find another where they provide transportation, uh-huh. But I should have done it some, you know, ahead of time. It's too late to think of that. So I don't have any other choices. Plus, I like it, you know, close nearby. I can go very often and see what she's doing.
Yeah. So how will you decide between the YMCA or the Ringwood?
Because I have a social worker that comes from the YMCA and she told me that they might open a head start, what they call it.
Uh-huh.
And
so the Ringwood is a head start?
Yes. Well, no, the Ringwood, they have a K-1 and K-2, and the head start is very similar, but it's, they call it head start.
Oh, okay. So it's K-1, K-2, or Head Start.
If they have more hours at the YMCA, I would send it to the YMCA.
Wherever has more hours.
Yeah. She does need to be around other kids. She needs to be beside mommy and Mikey.
Right. Will you help her with her school homework when she's in elementary school?
I would love to. I'm really looking forward to that.
That's great.
Even for me to remember all the little things I learned.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it'd probably be fun, yeah. If they're, let's see, do you help Mikey with his homework now?
He doesn't get any homework. He's only K-1.
Right, right. Yeah. You never
it's
know.
It's a special program for kids who have any minor disabilities. Okay, speech delay, so he can help him. Are you going to see what you're doing?
It's an animal. It's an animal.
She thinks he's a
pet. That's cute.
A little bug.
Right. What do you think Joanna will be when she grows up?
I think if we're still living here, she would go to the window. So you have it up to you.
No, but I mean when she grows up, like, all the way.
I don't know.
Well, of course you don't know. Well, what do you think? Nobody knows.
She wants to become a doctor.
She wants to become a doctor?
Yes.
Well, wait, so what do you think? Just tell me what you think.
She will be able to make it, I think. She has the potency and all that, like any other normal child. But I don't know if she likes singing or not. I think that she would probably become a singer or maybe ballerina, because I want to, you know, take her into dancing classes and all that, and she seems to like it, so hopefully, I know it takes a lot of effort.
Right, right. Well, great. Could you please give us the names and phone numbers of two relatives or friends who would know where you are if you move from here in the next 2 years? Well, anybody who, like, if you left here, or if you had to move, Section 8 or something like that, what who would you tell before you left? And who would know where you were? You keep in touch with people in California?
Yes, I do. I call them very often, same kind of northern country. I would tell my neighbor, that one I told you, Nelly Morales.
Nelly Morales. And what's her phone number, do you know?
Yes, it's 361-0562.
She lives on this street?
No, she lives in Huntington.
Oh.
Metropolitan.
Which is right over here. And then your family would also know?
Yes.
So could you give me a name and a phone number for them?
I could give you my mother's phone number, but I don't know it by heart. I have to look.
That's fine.
Book.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Thank you. Thank you, honey. Okay. Does it look very nice?
You see my car? The yellow car? Okay.
I want to ride my bike.
Where's Covina?
Well, actually, she lives in the front yard of this park in West Covina.
Okay.
And the phone number is area code 818.
I haven't gotten used to the area codes changing. It used to be 213.
It's the same in LA, but she lives in West Covina. They have a different area.
That's right, it's out there. Okay, 818.
913-4340.
And what's her name?
Rosario.
The same last name as you?
No, they are but she's named B-E-A-L-A-L-B.
B or like that?
Yes.
Great. Okay, thank you. That's kind of a long, tough one, I know, so. Now the other things that I have brought to do, and you tell me if you think, you know, I should come back, or, I mean, I'd like to do as much as we can today, but if you think it's going to be a problem with both children here, I have a book for you too, to just do, you know, look at together, and then the toy.
What do you think?
It doesn't matter. It's good to get you too, so if you don't think you could work with Joanne by yourself, if he's here, then I should probably come back. I mean, see, I would never make him leave or anything like that.
He wouldn't leave the way he is.
Yeah.
Could
I just use the bathroom real quick?
Sure, go ahead.
Thank you.
Don't hurt me.
Oh, that's nice. They tell you really far ahead.
He's going to go to school only an hour instead of 2 hours.
Oh, no. Okay, so let's see what we can do.
So you should.
Well, we'll give it a shot. Okay. I have a book here that if you can look at it with Joanna and like you would normally
Joanna?
Look at, and I'll just move over here.
Sometimes I have the feeling that with my accent, I don't understand much what I'm reading, and that's why
No.
I don't read books, you know, very often to them.
Oh, no. I mean, just whatever you would do if I weren't here.
Look at this book. What is it? What does it look like? No, looks like a long worm. Caterpillar.
Caterpillar.
Say it again. Caterpillar. It's a caterpillar. It's a long worm, isn't it? Look at its eyes. It's so funny looking. Let me see. You want to start it over? Start from the beginning.
Beginning.
Okay, the very hungry caterpillar. We'll see what the worms eat. I never know what they eat. Start right here. What? For my sister, Krista. What is it?
Pen.
You know that, huh? Which color is it? What color is that?
Orange.
And? It's the color.
Yellow.
And orange. You've always confused yellow with orange, don't you? Let me read. In the light of the moon, a little egg lay on a leaf.
Oh,
doesn't look that little. Let me see it. See the egg, Donna?
Yeah.
It's a little egg. One Sunday morning, the warm sun came up and popped out of the egg. Came a tiny and very hungry caterpillar.
Oh,
look at it. It's a baby, Donna. You've always loved babies, haven't you?
Apple, you're from peer, and from mature, and from
strawberry.
Strawberry and
an orange. Okay, let me continue reading.
What?
Excuse me, my kid, listen. He started to look for some food. One Monday he ate through one apple, but he was still hungry. So little, how can he be so hungry, eh? Look at the caterpillar. On Tuesday, he ate through two pears, but he was still hungry. Look at
one pear, two pears.
Quite a hungry caterpillar. On Wednesday, he ate through three plums, but he was still hungry.
Wait
a second. On Thursday, he ate through four strawberries, but he was still hungry. Look, one, two, three, four. Where is the caterpillar, John? Can you see it?
Over here.
Look at him. He made a hole on each strawberry. Wow! What a hungry caterpillar, huh, Joanna?
The caterpillar is over here.
Yeah? Look at
his swim.
Look at his eyes.
What's
so
the sun?
Back there. On Friday,
one, two, three, four, five oranges.
Okay, honey, let me try to finish
reading.
On Friday, he ate through five oranges, but he was still hungry. What a hungry caterpillar. Can you believe that? Look at him.
Four, five.
He's been eating
all the fruit. Four
strawberries. One, two, three, four, five oranges.
Okay, for a caterpillar and
then
a
turn. Let me finish reading this page. On Saturday, he ate through one piece of chocolate cake. Look, he made a hole on the chocolate cake. Isn't it funny? One ice cream cone, one pickle. Look, John.
One cheese.
One slice of Swiss cheese. one slice of salami.
Pizza is. He got a stomach. He got a stomach ache.
He probably got a stomach ache. That's for sure, Joanna.
Yeah.
He's gonna get very sick. One lollipop. Oh wow, he continued eating. One piece of cherry pie. Look. One sausage. One cupcake. And one slice of watermelon. Haven't finished eating. That night he had a stomachache. You were right. I wouldn't like to be on that kind of people's plate, huh? Eating so much. The next day was Sunday again. The caterpillar ate through one nice green leaf, and after that he felt much better. Oh, maybe he had the leaf as a medicine, not Joanna?
Yeah.
Look at him, he grew so much. Now he needs to exercise. So fat. Now he wasn't hungry anymore, and he wasn't a little caterpillar anymore. He was a big, fat caterpillar. Look at him.
He turned into a butterfly.
Let me see. I haven't finished reading this page. Joanna, you want me to finish reading this?
Yeah.
Okay. He built a small house called a cocoon around himself.
Cuckoo?
I don't know what that is. He stayed inside for more than 2 weeks. Then he nailed a hole in the cocoon.
What's a cocoon?
I don't know. It looks like his home, some kind of a little nest, hive maybe, pushed his way out and, wow, look at Jonah. He was a beautiful butterfly. See how the caterpillar became a fly, Jonah? End of the story.
Let's do it again.
No more caterpillar.
Let's do it again.
Again?
I don't.
I'm getting tired to read, Jonah. Is that okay?
Yeah. I'm not reading.
Okay, let me start it all over. The very hungry caterpillars. I'm going to ask you some questions, you know, Joanna? For my sister, Krista. How many times do you want me to read it, Joanna?
3 days.
For 3 days? 3 days in the bowl? No break? I'm telling you, I need so much energy to keep up with them. In the light of the moon, a little egg lay on a leaf. Mm. I wonder if we laid the egg, Joanna. The butterfly maybe, or the caterpillar.
Caterpillar.
No. One Sunday morning, the warm sun came up and pop out of the egg came a tiny and very hungry caterpillar. Look at him. Isn't it cute, I think?
He's
a baby
skinny.
Caterpillar.
He's skinny.
Yes, and he sure is hungry. Started to look for some food. On Monday, he ate one apple. I finished reading him. But he was still hungry. Look, he ate the whole apple.
On
Tuesday, he ate two pears, but he was still hungry. Look, one, two pears. He made a hole.
One, two.
Wednesday he ate with 3 plants, but he was still hungry. One, two, three.
One, two, three. And one.
He's been eating so many fruits, my children.
He ate fruit.
On Thursday he ate with 4 strawberries, but he was still
one,
hungry.
Two,
wow.
Four.
What a hungry caterpillar. How can we do with that caterpillar,
Joan? One, two, three, five.
We need to spend a lot of money to feed him.
One, two,
on Friday,
three.
He ate 5 oranges.
One, two,
but he was
three,
still hungry.
One, two, three, four, five. There are many.
Wow, what a hungry caterpillar. I wouldn't like to visit at home, would you?
Yes.
He would eat all your food, my kid. He wouldn't like enough food. On Saturday,
oh my God,
he's going to be very skinny from that eating. On Saturday, he ate one piece of chocolate cake. Listen, my dear.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Listen to all the food he ate on Saturday. Start counting. 1 piece of chocolate cake, one. 1 ice cream cone, two. 1 pepper. How many of those?
Three.
1 slice of Swiss cheese,
four.
1 slice of salami, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1 lollipop. You can give this one of your candies, huh? From eating candy. 1 piece of cherry pie.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
1 sausage.
Yeah, 1 cupcake. He can get stomach. 1 cup cake. He can get stomach. 1 tablespoon of medicine, that one. Yeah, that's medicine. Or maybe you made it to the doctor. Well, the next day was Sunday again. The caterpillar ate one nice spoon with.
And after that, it felt much better.
Yeah,
that's good.
Yeah.
That's the wound. Now he wasn't hungry anymore, and he wasn't a little caterpillar anymore. He was a big, fat caterpillar. Look at his eyes. They're so big now, huh?
Yeah.
Not. He built a small house called cocoon, maybe, around himself. He had to get rich, you know, I think. He stayed inside for more than 2 weeks. Yeah, then he nibbled the hole in the little house, pushed his way out, and guess what? He was a beautiful butterfly. Okay, Jonah. He became a butterfly.
Yeah,
but he had to stay down for a little while, right?
Yeah.
And he had to eat good to grow up.
You want to
grow up? I don't know why you had to eat all the food now with you, so you can grow up from this
place. He's skinny. Yeah, Nisa is skinny.
No, she's skinny, but she's eating.
Okay, he's skinny.
Look at the butterfly. How many colors?
Okay.
So he was very hungry,
Two pears.
Well, that was the next day, From Houston.
And this.
And then what did he eat next?
Three.
On a Wednesday, what did he eat the next day? Three?
Three.
You don't know those fruits, then? Plants.
Plants.
Those are called plants.
Two.
Was he still hungry?
Three. Calapito was hungry.
Okay, what's next then? What happened next?
Two pears. Three pears.
How many strawberries did he eat? Was he still hungry?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Mommy,
help me.
Oh, sorry.
Mommy.
I'm going to listen to you then from now on.
What's this? What's this?
Plants. Those are called plants.
Two plants. Not three.
Three.
One, two, three, four.
That must be a very strong caterpillar.
Maybe it would be better if I did come back and then, you know, you could rest and something. So maybe we should set that up now. And then
what day or week are you planning?